We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
How y'all feel? T.T. Bad job. Multi-hostile. Highly motivated, motivated, motivated.
Ah! All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready.
On three. One, two, three.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good Thursday to you. Hope you're off to a good start to your day. Here's my buddy Shane Dennis in continuing to give, give, and give, and not ask for anything in return. Doing the drive, then further show prep for today by going out to the Wind Surge last night. Again, give, 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 and take nothing in return.
You think Odyssey will reimburse me for my summer shandies? Kept the receipts.
Were you drinking summer shandies last
night?
Well,
hell yes, I was.
Good job, man. That a boy.
I was at the ballpark in Section 12.
Saw your seats were pretty good.
Yeah, of course they were.
That's nice.
Who are you
Very
talking
nice.
To?
Yeah. Well, I hear you.
Yeah, I felt like I was obligated to get out there and to know what I speak of. And Patricia. No, I'm going to leave Patricia out of this, honestly. Although I did include her first name in a tweet. But anyway,
she prodded, at least. At the very least, she prodded you along.
Yeah, and I don't know her last name, so I didn't particularly call her out. So she claims she's going to be out there. I believe her. But I saw a game that lasted 2 hours and 20 minutes.
I saw
a guy from San Antonio no-hit the Surge for 6 innings.
That's better.
That dude, nobody will care. Guy in the Diamondback organization, 6'4", right-hander, throwing about 96, just as easy as could be coming out of his hand. I'll get back to that in a second. But leading off the eighth, Surge got their first hit. By the way, three Surge pitchers combined on a two-hitter.
Damn.
And Wichita
that's
got
how come it took 2 hours and 36
that's exactly
minutes
how
whatever.
Come. That's yeah, exactly right. How come. And they got a run in the bottom of the ninth and walked them off. Lest we forget, though, or those that haven't been out there, and if you're concerned about long games, remember there is a clock in between innings and in between pitches in the minor leagues. And it is it's visible no matter where you're at. So you have an idea.
Are you yay or nay on that?
I'm yay on that.
I figured. 100%
yay on that.
Mm-hmm.
The commercials for the radio aren't as long, so we don't have to worry about that. We've got a clock between pitches, so we don't have to worry about that. I didn't see the home plate umpire have to enforce it. And, yeah, there were only 5 combined hits and 1 run. And so, yeah, it's going to be a quick game. There are only 4 combined walks for the two teams, too. So there was nothing about it that would have dragged out, and I'm not saying that there won't be. But if by chance you have tickets or you're thinking about getting them and you got a family and you're thinking about school the next day or, you know, on a weeknight, just know that there's a clock in play in between innings and in between pitches to move things along. So
I like it.
So if that concerns you, just put that in your pocket. And so that was an outlier, the game. They're not all going to be 1-0 because once that south wind picks up during the summer, 1-0 games are going to be fewer and further between. But as far as the ballpark. I actually sat in the seat for the first time because the last time I went there, I was either walking around the concourse or in the press box. Mm-hmm. And you saw the seat that I was sitting in. So lots of leg room. What the concourse is extremely wide. Now, I'd heard, and you heard too, from some, the game two nights ago, there's an issue with concession stand lines. And I'm not here to dispute it because, well, I'll take all their words for it. But it seemed to me like they got a lot of concession stands. They got Freddy's. Right. They got hot dogs. They got, you know, specific. They got pizza concession lines. They've got lines for only domestic and pint beers. They got specialty beers. I don't know if they got liquor, but I bet they do. I'm not exactly sure. I saw one concession stand after another. And so it may just be a lack.
How are the lines?
Well, since you asked, the announced attendance was 2,714. So I never had to wait for anything. I walked up and turned around and walked back because nobody was up there. Because, in a general sense, nobody was at the game. You saw the pictures. That was mid-game. The pictures, I put it on Twitter. For those of you guys and gals who follow me on Twitter, I posted right before the show my vantage point at Riverfront, and I took a picture looking down the right field line and looking down the left field line. And that was mid-game. And also, here's a concern that I had prior to doing the drive, you know. Can't get out of here until 6. Pulled up to, you know, where just south of the Hyatt is, that big parking lot. I just parked there. I didn't get greedy. I just parked there. Walked across Waterman, walked across the Arkansas, walked across McLean, walked right into the stadium. No line. And now we know why. Because there were, generally speaking, very few fans there. And by the end of the game, even though it only lasted 2 hours and 20 minutes, and it was 1-0, and it was 0-0 going to the bottom of the ninth, there were even fewer fans there when I left.
Well,
so
it doesn't totally stun me, but I would hope that when the weather turns, and
there was nothing wrong with the weather last night. The wind barely was blowing at all.
Okay.
Not the weather.
Kids out of school?
Yeah. There were 7,000 people there last night.
Age of Aquarius?
Go on.
I don't know. we'll find something.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, let's hope that it'll be a good... Well, first off, the product looks like it's pretty good. Yes or no?
They're 6-2. So...
Okay.
I've only seen with my own eyeballs 9 innings of it, so I'll go neither. The product pretty good.
Well, they lost by one.
They lost by one two nights ago. They won by one last night. So I think they're at least a representative team. By the way, our guy Camden Duzenac, remember that dude?
Yes.
He plays. He plays for Amarillo. He's playing third.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, and Dominic Fletcher, for you college baseball nuts, he played at Arkansas. Yep. He plays for Amarillo too.
Well, and here's the thing about minor league baseball, affiliated minor league baseball at any rate, is you don't always have to cheer for your hometown team.
True.
You know what I mean?
True.
It's like, because if you're a baseball person, or even a moderate baseball person, you like to go watch prospects. You like to go watch a big 6'4 right-hander hitting 96, mm-hmm. moving it around. And, I mean, that's something that it makes you stay in your seat and have another beer. Because you like watching guys like this. You like watching good technicians, guys that you know are going to have a chance at the next level. And it doesn't really matter, at least in my experience, I'm not saying in everyone's, but in my experience, it doesn't really matter whether your team is winning or not It's fun to watch the guys. It's when Arkansas comes, it's going to be fun, or Northwest Arkansas, yeah, whatever yes. the hell they call themselves. Uh-huh. You're going to go to want to go watch Bobby Witt Jr., period. That's the reason you go, and not only that, you go about three times or four times. You want to go watch this kid, watch his craft, watch how he hits, what he's thinking about, you know, it's up close. So minor league baseball is a little different in that regard, because minor league baseball itself is different. I mean, it's not – winning isn't the most important thing for the win surge. Developing players to get up the rung in the twin system is the thing that's important.
I won't say I disagree with you, but I will jump on to that thread by saying I think you and I are in the vast minority.
Very vast.
That Weiss kid was a nameless, faceless Amarillo starting pitcher that just happened to no-hit the wind surge for six innings. I wonder how many. By the seventh inning, everybody realized that the surge didn't have a hit, yes. But less than 2% of the people in that stadium, probably radio guys included, knew who that guy was.
Right. Yeah, okay.
But the product on the field, as long as that's good, we're gonna recognize some names on the scoreboard. You and me, it's like, oh, let's look him up. Mm-hmm. We'll see how he's doing. The Dusnak kid from Dallas Baptist and the Fletcher kid from Arkansas. You know, what starts are they off to? How are they doing? But we're freaks as far as that's concerned. All the rest of those people there, as I looked around. Now they were just there. They were just there to watch a baseball game on a nice Wednesday night. And whatever your
good
reason,
for them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter
good
what your reason
them.
Is. Get out and
it doesn't matter.
Get out and enjoy a kick-ass ballpark that has a lot of leg room in between the rows. And you know, as long as you follow the protocol, once you get there, it's a hell of a nice ballpark. But,
well, I'm looking forward to it. I haven't seen anything there yet. I'll get in at some point, and I will make sure that when I do get in, that it'll be at a time when they're at home, because I'll want to go out to the ballpark and check it out.
I won't pass judgment on what I saw or didn't see last night, but I will say that there are a bunch of empty seats. And y'all can fill in the blank for what you think is why or how important that is, game number two ever in that ballpark.
Well, it's important to the people that run the wind surge.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
Yeah. I wonder if you gave them truth serum, what they'd say this morning.
Yeah.
Know what I mean? 27-14? That was probably actual butts in seats, too. That's not an inflated, you know, I kind of expected 35 or 4 announced. But according to the minor league box, 27-14, and that felt about right for a stadium.
And 27-14 is real people and real seats.
I think so. For as big as that stadium is, I think it is real.
Yeah, okay.
But on the other hand, two nights ago it was $7,000, right?
Right.
Wasn't that what
over
I was seeing?
$7,000.
Yeah.
Right. Sure.
And from the pictures, it was clear there were more people there two nights ago than there was last night. Whether there were really 7,000 people there, I don't know. But it would seem like the box score attendance is real people there. And we'll see if it gets better or worse or whatever. I don't know.
And I don't know what they're doing promotionally. I'm sure that they're being aggressive. I know on social media, they're doing a very good job, I think. I'm able to follow them pretty well and get a pretty good idea of what's going on and who's doing what, etc. So, two games in, maybe don't make too many strong conclusions yet, but there is a history in Wichita that Is it even fair to say that you got to kind of battle, or that you got that you have to? I don't know, to deal with.
Yeah.
How good a baseball town is Wichita? There you go. I'll ask the question.
Well, that's
how good a town is Wichita for baseball.
I think we've been asking that for about 40 years, maybe longer.
I mean, the NBC World Series has a long, fruitful run with an incredible history and an ownership. Wichita State baseball has very much the same. And I think people have asked the question for many years, how much can a community the size of Wichita handle for their baseball dollar?
Well, I'll say that you're right on both counts as far as NBC World Series and Wichita State, but not as much lately.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
And it's not close at the height of the NBC World Series popularity and the height of Wichita State baseball popularity.
Oh, my God, absolutely. It's
a far cry from that now, but doesn't mean we can't get back there. But we got a brand new stadium, and it remains to be seen how important the NBC World Series is to Riverfront Stadium and vice versa. All right, 869-1240 if you want to talk about it. What's on tap is brought to you by Side Pockets. It's Thursday out at Side Pockets, the home of the Daily Lunch Special out at Tyler Crossing. We will, in the next segment, we will have some Royals talk. Man, they lost again. Mm-hmm. They scored early, and that was it. Headlines coming up at 10 o'clock, and Ron Baker is back in Wichita. Not quite the way you think. We'll explain at 10:25. Austin is on the hotline. Austin, I know you were there last night. The floor is yours. What do you think?
Hey, so last night I was sitting there, and I just enjoyed myself very much. I actually went and bought seats and tickets last night after I got done watching the game. But
attaboy, Austin. Good for you.
Cool.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Good.
I was actually going to talk about the crowd a little bit. I think once school gets out and stuff like that, I think there'll be more people there. But if 2,000 is your average attendance for a minor league team, you're probably not going to succeed, just in my opinion. So I'm just hoping that Wichita gets out and supports it, because this is something that they've wanted for a while, and it's a great ballpark. I just hope people get out and support it.
Okay, thanks, Austin. And, yeah, school is a built-in reason, but even when your kids are out of school, they got activities, man. They got soccer, they got dance, they got baseball, they got, you know, just because the school goes away doesn't mean the reasons to not go to a ball game will go away. We'll see. But, yeah, you average 2,700 during a weeknight? Not with a brand-new ballpark. That better pick up quick.
Yeah, you'd like to see that number. I think your number was good. I think in the 4,000 range is kind of what you hope for.
If not more. Yeah. I would think you could even reasonably hope to double 2,700. But we'll find out. We'll keep an eye on it. Dennis, you're up next.
Okay.
Hey, Dennis.
Yes, talking attendance, I wonder if you had the figures for their first six games in Springfield. What was the attendance there?
It was right about what it was last night, but I think maybe those were had a little different protocol than Wichita, in that I don't think a sellout was allowed in Springfield, but I'll look it up. I think they were limited on how many people could show up at Hammonds Field.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, there you go. 869-1240 is your number. Speaking of the wind surge, through June 11th, you can stop by participating Wichita retailers. Check out a Father's Day prize pack sweepstakes, something you really want for Father's Day. A Coors Light keg grill and a rolling cooler. Who wouldn't want that? So go to the Coors Light section of their participating retailers. You can text in to win a four-pack of tickets to the wind surge game on Father's Day. It's June 20th. That'll be nice. If you win that, you can also qualify for that keg grill and rolling cooler I told you about, valued at nearly $400. Don't forget to stock up on Coors Light, pick up your wind surge tickets, and head out to the old ballpark. That series with Amarillo will continue tonight. The Royals series with Detroit continues today. We've got a matinee, 869-1240. If you want to further the conversation, you can do that. We got plenty more on a Thursday Sports Daily. Just getting going. It's 921 with Shane Dennis, Bruce Hurdle, and Max running the show.